És temps de country amb Rafel Corbí.
Com sempre que descobrim nous talents i nous valors de la música country arreu del món. En aquest cas, amb el programa d'avui hem marxat fins al Canadà per escoltar la música d'una banda d'Edmonton, la província d'Alberta. També coneguts abans com Other Madness, ens presenta la música dels Hey Romeo, que és un grup de música country canadenc format per les veus de Stacy Roper, la guitarra de Darren Wisnowski i els teclats d'en Rob Shapiro. El seu senzill que els va donar a conèixer va ser una cançó de l'any 1977 de Fleetwood Mac, que va ser la seva versió de Second Hand News, una cançó que va entrar dins les llistes canadenques de música country. Després d'això han obtingut un parell de premis a càrrec de l'Associació Canadenca de Música Country, la Canadian Country Music Association, i han presentat un nou disc, el 2007 el Hey Romeo, el 2010, l'1 de juny, el That's What I Am en Royalty Records. Hi ha un segell important. D'aquest disc han extret tres senzills, el primer dels quals era aquest Searching For You i el segon, la cançó That's What I Am.
Keep on.
Un bon repàs a la música d'actualitat a través del Club del Country amb la banda canadenca Hey Romeo, que ens presenten el senzill que ara mateix acaben de publicar en el món internacional de la música country. És el seu tercer senzill d'aquest segon àlbum, d'aquest That's What I Am, i la cançó que escoltarem ara mateix per tots amb vosaltres és precisament la que porta el nom de Searching For You. Aquest va ser realment el primer senzill al Canadà, l'últim a sortir en el mercat internacional.
Every mile, every dead end street, every tear I cried, every love that I lost, every prayer I prayed, every bridge I crossed was something I had to do. Every choice I made, every price I paid was just another bend in the road. The way it had to go, I never would have known, I never could have seen that you were always there right in front of me. When my broken heart kept me pushing through,
escoltat l'actualitat abans el country més contemporani de Garth Brooks, i el que farem ara és en recordar bona música country d'uns quants anys enrere, perquè marxarem 34 anys enllà, cap a l'any 1976, per escoltar alguna cançó d'un disc que va publicar aleshores amb Mel Rogan Haggard, nascut el 6 d'abril del 1937 i conegut com Mel Haggard en el món de la música, sens dubte per molta gent el més gran dels artistes de la història de la música country i un dels pioners, juntament amb Buck Owens, del so de Bakersfield, el Bakersfield Sound, un so que es va caracteritzar dins la música country per ser un dels primers en utilitzar, i d'una manera especial, aquella guitarra anomenada Fender Telecaster. Anem a escoltar alguna cançó d'aquell disc, de fet, del disc de Mel Haggard, que avui recordem, d'aquest cantant nascut a Oildale, a Califòrnia, com hem dit, el 1937, d'aquest disc només va sortir un senzill, la cançó que arribava al número 10 de les llistes americanes i que trencava una ratxa espectacular que portava de 10 números 1 consecutius, que va començar l'any 73 amb el Everybody's Had the Blues i acabava amb el senzill anterior, The Roots of My Raising. D'aquest My Love Affair with Trains, l'única cançó que va sortir com a senzill va ser la cançó Here Comes the Freedom Train. Aquí arriba el tren de la llibertat.
America, here comes the freedom train. All aboard America, here comes the freedom train. The freedom train is rolling down 200 years of track, 200 years of glory, never to turn back. The train is called America, your ticket is a dream that leapt toward your freedom for all the world to see. She left the station in Lexington in 1776 and rode to Philadelphia where the Liberty Bell was fixed. George Washington was the engineer, John Adams shoveled coal. Ben Franklin punched the tickets, Tom Jefferson added soul. All aboard America, here comes the freedom train. All aboard America, here comes the freedom train. She rode to New Orleans for the Battle of 1812. With old Hickory at the throttle, she drove the British out. The freedom train's a fine train, the toughest the world has seen. Her whistle blows for liberty with a mighty head of steam. Wheels forged to sweaty Pittsburgh, rolled across the Mississippi, from Texas to Missouri, for one real exciting trip. Then bang, the track was broken, smashed by a cannonball. The blue and gray divided, will the nation stand or fall? All aboard America, here comes the freedom train. All aboard America, here comes the freedom train. Then Honest Dave stepped into the cab and the wheels began to roll. The freedom train must never stop, the Republic never fold. Through the bloody fields of Gettysburg, the tears shone in his eyes. As he drove the train with fury, the freedom train survived. Again the train rolled westward to California shores, through the deserts and the prairies, even stronger than before. From Atlantic to Pacific, she rode the rails with pride. She traveled the track to glory with the good Lord on her side. All aboard America, here comes the freedom train. All aboard America, here comes the freedom train. There's much more to this story. Like Wilson and Roosevelt, they left the train to Truman, who stoked it mighty well. Then of Dwight D. Eisenhower and LBJ we sing, two brothers known as Kennedy and Martin Luther King. And still the train rolls forward over history's rugged trail, strengthened by the journey and the land beneath the rail. And you and I roll along and stroke the freedom fire, for we stand tall, Americans all, though honor can be higher. All aboard America, here comes the freedom train. All aboard America, here comes the freedom train.
Un àlbum dedicat als trens, aquest de Mel Haggard, en diverses cançons, cançons importants que nosaltres ens agrada recordar anys i anys després. És del 1976, My Love Affair with Trains, sota la producció de Fuzzy Owen i Ken Nelson, i publicat per Capitol Nashville. D'aquest disc hem escoltat l'únic senzill, Here Comes the Freedom Train, la cançó de Stephen Lemberg. Hi havia altres cançons pròpies del mateix Mel Haggard, però també música de Jerry Jeff Walker, Glenn Martin, o una cançó original de Dolly Parton, amb la qual tanquem aquesta segona part del nostre programa per aquesta setmana. Precisament és la que donava títol al disc, My Love Affair with Trains, és Mel Haggard.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride. But that's another song and another story. But it was a train whistle much the same as that that caused some wearisome years for my mama and started a lifelong love affair with trains. Every time I hear the sound of a train coming down that railroad track, I get that faraway look in my eye. And I'd like to throw my hammer down and take off to some distant town and not even take the time to say goodbye. But
I've got to think about my babies, about my job and my old lady, and how much she'd miss me if I was gone. And I love them more than anything, but I got this feeling about trains, and sometimes I wish I was on that train and gone. That train keeps rolling down the track, bringing my old memories back, making hobo blood boil in my veins, reviving my old love affair with trains. The nights ain't never long enough, my wife keeps saying, you get up or you'll be late for work and miss your ride. I grab my dinner bucket up and jump on the back of Joe's pickup truck, and I wonder if I'll jump that train tonight. And it wasn't long ago that I was free to jump that train and drive, but I gave it up to be a family man. I don't suppose I'll ever go, but when I hear that whistle blow, I think of my old love affair again. That train keeps coming down the track, bringing my old memories back, making the hobo blood boil in my veins, reviving my old love affair with trains. That train keeps coming down the track, bringing my old memories back, making a hobo blood boil in my veins, reviving my old love affair with trains.
El Club del Country, cada setmana a www.clubdelcountry.com.